Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Extremist groups in Mali take down a city and a government leader in the latest surge of instability. Then, Prisoners for Christ praises God for using simple words of truth to save a man's life. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But first, Kidal, a city in northern Mali, has been captured by radical fighters and the country's defense minister killed. Mali Prime Minister Abdoulaye Maiga is asking citizens not to panic. The assailants were al-Qaeda-linked Islamists and Tuareg separatists, two different groups united in their goal to overthrow the government. Several other key cities were also targeted during these coordinated attacks. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"That's what we saw over the weekend was coordinated attacks between these two groups in four different parts of Mali, all at the same time, including an assassination of the defense minister. So a very significant, very coordinated effort that really shows the level of cooperation between these two groups has grown significantly."
Mali's 95% Muslim, and radical extremists want to set up an Islamic caliphate.
Christians are only 3% of the population in Mali. So they are a small minority. They face pressure. Often the first line of persecution is your own family members. If you are a follower of Christ, if you leave Islam to follow Jesus. So praying for them to stand strong in faith, praying for God's protection over them. I think we also want to pray for some stability in Mali.
Next, Christian organizations in India that have had their Foreign Contribution Regulation Act registrations canceled or suspended may face a new challenge. This comes in the form of a recently proposed bill, according to John Bedidi of Bibles for the World.
The government could confiscate all assets that you have that were created with foreign contribution. An organization that had planted and built a number of churches, even if it was 20, 30 years ago, all of those churches could be confiscated if they were under scrutiny by the government.
In recent counts, roughly 23,000 organizations have lost their FCRA registrations, and thousands are under suspension pending further investigation by the government. The bill passed the cabinet and went to the parliament floor. However, it received pushback and has since been retracted. It's expected to be resubmitted at a later parliament session.
But that's the type of thing that's happening behind the scenes. They're trying to take over all the property of the church and of Christian ministries in India.
Pray that lawmakers in the Indian parliament would act in the best interests of fairness and religious freedom, and pray on behalf of Christian ministries serving in the country. And finally, hopelessness stalks prison inmates in the United States. Dee Peterson with Prisoners for Christ says that some inmates feel that there's no forgiveness left for them.
When the human soul is feeling that they can never be different, they cannot be restored, that who they are at that moment, that's it. That is how they will always feel. That's who they will always be. That is just a dire hopelessness.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the number of suicides in federal and state prisons increased 83% between 2001 and 2019. Prisoners for Christ steps into this battle by mailing thousands of Bibles and biblical resources to prisoners each month.
Prison ministry, it transforms people at their lowest point in life. To be a part of that is a huge privilege.
One man wrote back to them saying that he had decided to end his own life, but picked up one of their special edition Bibles. And these words in an extra section stopped him.
No matter how unloved and worthless you feel, God loves you and values you highly. God has good plans for your restoration. God has the power to transform any life.
Do you know a prisoner? Chaplains and family members of inmates can ask PFC to send biblical resources to their loved ones. Stories of impact and more can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Hope Within Reach. It's an invitation to step into the stories of how God is moving around the world and to discover how He might be calling you to be part of it. We pray it encourages you, strengthens your faith, and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get your copy for free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.